You preach us as you want us to preach. Lord, as you want to use me, I give you myself wholly to you. Use me as you see fit. But, oh God, give me strength to stand upon this word. Lord, give me courage and strength to contend for the faith. Father, I'm not wanting to be bold and presumptuous or be some kind of self-righteous person. Lord, I am not. I am the least of your servants. But, oh God, I pray that you might strengthen me in this hour. And, Lord, you might strengthen me in the last hour. That, Lord, I might stand firmly upon your word. Not for a name for myself, but oh, for the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ. Help me to stand, for you stood for me. I want to stand for you. Now, oh God, I pray your word might speak to our heart. Thank you for it. Thank you for an eternal word that never changes, Lord. Not one word has changed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cleanse me, I pray. Help me preach, I'm asking in Jesus' name and amen. When we think about apostasy, when we think about the things that are going on today in the church, people deny the word of God. Now, we preached about that last week. We talked about the apostasy contending for the faith as the Word of God, the whole Word of God. Now, I know that there are disagreements, and you can disagree if you want to, but I'm going to stick with what has been preserved, and that is the King James Bible. Now, that's what this church stands for. That's what this preacher stands for, and that's what we're going to go out preaching, and I'm going to stick with the one that's not denying Christ, that's not denying. Let me tell you something. There's an apostasy in the Word of God that wants us to believe that the principle is what's preserved, but that's not true. The words of God are preserved. The Word of God and the words of God are preserved, and it's preserved in your King James Bible. Hear me today, and I know we say, well, we know all that. Well, then we're going to always know it, we're always going to hear it, and we're always going to contend for the faith there. Now, many may not, and that's your business. You do what you want to do, read what you want to read. But when you're here, you're going to hear what the Bible says. And we're going to contend for the faith here. I'm not going to be contentious. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with nobody. I will not debate nobody. I'm going to preach what the Bible says. And then you're going to have to deal with it. Not only will I give an account of me preaching it, but you're going to give an account on how you hear it. You're going to give an account on how you take it. Just remember that. Remember that. Huh? Now, as we think of the apostasy of the Word of God, there is an attack. If you can't see the attack that's on the Word of God today, then you are blind or dumb as a rock, one or the other. If you can't see what's going on about the Word of God, the changing, and it's forever changing. Hear me today. When you're more concerned about what is written in the front of a Bible, about what a theologian said than what God said, your mind's messed up.
You're right.
I'm not worried about what the translators said about the Bible. I believe they was used of God to pen down the words that we might have the preserved Word of God. And I'm worried about from Genesis 1 to the last word in Revelation 22. And I'm going to stick with the Bible. And I'm going to stick with the Bible that don't do away with these deities. Do you understand that when they attack the Bible, they attack the deity of Christ? The other versions attack His deity. It's all that man might have a preeminence instead of God having a preeminence. It's all that man might be lifted up instead of Christ lifted up, because Satan can't stand for Christ to be lifted up in any way. He wants Christ to be put down. He's the enemy of Christ. He's the enemy of Christ's people. He's the enemy of God's word. He's the enemy of God's church. He's the enemy of it all. And he uses apostasy, slipping into the church to do the very thing that he can't do blatantly. He's got to do it subtly. He's got to do it quietly. He's got to do it manipulative in the church house, because men and women won't just go for anything. huh? But you can take a frog, put him in a, throw him in a pot of boiling water, and he'll kick his feet till he jumps out. But you put him in a pot in cold water and stick him on the stove and turn that eye up slow, and you'll boil him to death, and he'll sit there and look at you googly-eyed and never know that he's getting boiled to death. And that's what's going on in the church house today. Hear me today. We are to contend for the faith. Contend for the faith of the Word of God. The King James Bible that's preserved. But listen, I'm not just interested in King James. I'm interested in the words of God. Every word. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word means something. The A's and the I's and the D's. And they say, well, you can't understand it. You better go back and learn that the these and the thous is not how they talked in England. That's how Shakespeare talked. But the people on the street didn't talk that way. Huh? It's the it's the proper English that shows masculinities and shows all the greatness of the words. Huh? But people don't know that. And we'll be sucked up in all this stuff, apostasy. And then we come today to contending for the faith when it comes to salvation. Contending for the faith, we look already at the Word of God. Beloved, let's start at verse 3, Jude 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. It don't mean anybody's faith, but it's talking about the faith, the Word, whole Word of God. That's what that's talking about this morning. Fight the good fight of faith. He said contend for the faith, not a faith. I don't have a faith. I believe the faith this morning. Huh? It ain't multiple choice. It ain't multiple choice. Huh? You understand that? It's not. Well, listen, Baptist is down the line. I'm a Bible believer. I'm a Biblicist. Did I say it right? I said it right. Hey. I can't beat a college education, Rick. Can't beat a college education. Listen to me. Listen to me. This Bible teaches a certain way. It don't give you options other than smoking or not. That's the only options it really gives you. And today's, in the day we live in, you can't even have that one. Now, I'm not promoting smoking, but at least you used to have that freedom, smoking or non. But you'll get all that in a minute. But Jude's writing, he's getting ready to write about the common salvation. But then the Holy Spirit said, no, but it's needful now. It's needful that I write to you what's happening now. Because men have crept in unawares. Peter told them to look for it. Jude said they're here. And they creep in unawares. That means they slip in beside you. They slip in beside you. And they don't have a sign on their back. Said, I'm an apostate. No. They don't wear a turban that says, this is an apostate turban. Okay, they don't have a badge. No. All right, they'll slip in with a Bible or two. All right. But let's look in verse 3, the common salvation. Well, what is this common salvation? Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. Let's just see what the common salvation is. 1 Corinthians 15, Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, but which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. The common salvation is that Jesus died. Paul said, or Jude said, it was once delivered, huh? It was once delivered. That's what Paul delivered. It was delivered from the beginning. And Jude said that we need to earnestly contend for it, that it still be delivered. The gospel, that Christ died according to the Scriptures. But if you change the Scriptures, you change the way he died. If you change the Scripture, you change the way he arose. That's how come the Jehovah's Witness teach that he only raised spiritually. He didn't raise bodily. They took away with the bodily resurrection. Are you hearing me? Huh? They took away with the blood atonement that Jesus died. He had to die according to the Scripture. He didn't just die. He died according to the Scripture. He had to suffer, bleed, and die according to the Scripture. He didn't just go up there and they kill him, but he died according to the Scripture. It has to be according to the Scripture. But they want them to know, well, it's just good enough that he died. No, it's not. It's not good enough that he died. Well, he arose. It's not good enough that he arose bodily on the third day according to the Scripture.
Amen.
And that's where your apostasy comes in. That's where the attack's at. So they can change the Bible.
Yes.
You say it's easy. It ain't easier to understand. That's stupid. Don't say that. You're making yourself look stupid.
Amen.
Huh?
Good.
Hear me.
Good preacher.
Is that plain enough?
Good preacher.
Huh? We're talking about the common salvation. That Christ died according to the Scriptures. There's no other way. There's no other gospel. There's no other gospel. You can't, if you add anything to that, it's another gospel. If you add being good, it's another gospel. If you add baptism, it's another gospel. If you add good works, it's another gospel. If you add the sacraments, it's another gospel. If you add prayer, it's another gospel. If you add anything other than by grace through faith, it's another gospel.
Amen.
Hear me. You hear me? Contending for the faith. You say, well, I don't believe it. Then you're lost.
Amen.
To hell you'll go. For there's no other gospel. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but my be, Jesus said. Huh? Turn to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Apostasy. I told you several months ago that we would be preaching down this line as the Lord gave freedom. I told you we've been studying about this for months, and, well, actually for years. But look at Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. Paul says this, he said to the churches of Galatia, I marvel that you are so soon removed. Apostasy had already set in. Even in Paul's day, Peter wasn't seeing it as much because he was there in Jerusalem. And the only thing he had been dealing with was Judaism and Christianity. But Paul was going to the Gentiles. And Paul was preaching the gospel. And he was starting to see it as he would go back. And people were slipping in. And Jude, Jesus' half-brother, he saw it very quickly because he didn't believe it at one time. If you go back and study, when Jude started, when he was just the brother of Christ, he didn't believe that Jesus was who he said he was.
That's right.
But he got saved down the line, him and James both. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Now what Paul writes here to the church of Galatia, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. But then in verse 7 he says, which is not another, it's really no such a thing as another.
Right.
But you made it that way.
Yes.
It says, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. See, always somebody, we're worried about what man says instead of what God says.
Amen. Yep.
Huh? Well, I'm learning that ain't going to happen. I got to face God. After I sat down there from giving them guys medals, and when Betsy was testifying there a while ago, Jim was testifying there a while ago, I thought, boy, there was someday that the King of Glory is going to come by me. And I wonder if he'll shake my hand and say thank you for your service and slip something over my neck. I said, oh God, help me. Help me that someday he takes me by the hand and says thank you for your service, Mark. Huh? I think I'll just go ahead and contend for the faith this morning. Huh? Says in verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, listen to verse 8, but though we are an angel from heaven, that means your Mormons are lost.
Amen. That's right.
An angel from heaven?
That's right.
Huh? But though we, any apostle, any preacher, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. And Jude said to contend for the faith that was once delivered. And that's what Paul said, for what you've already received. It's the gospel of grace, the gospel of faith in Christ. It's not the gospel of our lesson. If you add works to your salvation, then you are the Savior and you're lost.
Right.
Hear me. If you add works to your salvation, if you got to do it, then you are becoming the Savior and you're lost, because you ain't a Savior, you're a sinner.
Amen.
Amen. But my Jesus is the Savior, and He's sinless, and He's the one and the only one that I must come to in faith believing this morning.
Amen.
Hear me today. Galatians 1, 6, 8. We done read that now. Let's look here in back in Jude, verse 9. Y'all with me? Still where I'm at now. We'll see verse 8. No, that was verse 9 in Galatians. Now that you received. Listen to me carefully now. Contending for the faith. Listen carefully. 2 Corinthians. Turn over to 2 Corinthians. We still okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, you may think it's out of place, but you just pay attention now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's look at verse 8. Everybody with me? We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. There's something to believe, and there's something to speak, and there's a reason to speak it.
Right.
We okay?
Yes.
Everybody understand that? Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Paul tell him, said, listen, just because there's things going on, you keep going, and what we believe, what is laid out that we believe, then you speak it. And we believe, therefore we speak because we believe it. We gotta speak it. We speak it because we believe it, and because we believe it, we gotta speak it. We gotta contend for the faith. You understand that? We believe it, we speak it because we believe it. Huh? Huh? I believe it, and I'm gonna speak it, and I'm gonna speak it because I believe it. I'm gonna contend for the faith. And it's what's handed down. There's a lot of these changes that we're facing today never started till the first or the third and from the third century on, really, the third and 11th century through that. Can I tell you that the first century Christians and the Bible believers and the first, second, third century Christians didn't believe this foolishness?
Amen.
But apostasy set in. As men crept in, unawares, evil men. Evil men.
Yes.
Huh? Evil men. Huh? See, that's what we don't like to admit. That there's good people, that we consider good people, that deceive.
Right.
And it ain't just happening, but it's been happening.
Right.
It's been happening. Now, I'm talking about your Joe Osteens.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm talking about your Creflo Dollars.
Yes.
And I'm talking about your Joyce Myers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your deceivers.
Amen.
Huh? I'm talking about your Kenneth Hagins.
Yeah.
Huh? And your Kenny Copelands.
Amen.
These are who I'm speaking of.
Come on.
Okay? Nice guys.
Yeah.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
That want you to buy them a $65 million plane and lose your home and don't have no groceries.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Who want to charge you $50 for a prayer cloth.
Right.
Who wouldn't come and pray over you if you was the last person on earth
right.
unless you had a $50 bill waiting on.
That's right.
They wouldn't even come to your house for a $50 bill.
That's right. Amen.
But they're good people, and T.D. Jakes,
Amen.
Who don't believe in the Trinity.
That's right. Jesus only.
Huh?
Come on.
Who don't believe in the Trinity.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, T.D. Jakes, you know, the big black preacher that has the organ behind him.
Amen.
Hey, Cheryl, go up there and get on the piano. Give me a couple notes. See if I can preach, maybe. Huh? Oh no, I'm just teasing. Maybe you give me some of them chords. Maybe if I get Lindsay to give me some of them minors, boom, boom, maybe I can preach a little better. Because that's what people's interested in, instead of the Word of God. We need to contend for the faith. Huh? Let's start here in look at verse 11, I'll let you go. Verse 11, I'm going to tell you about three men, a farmer, a preacher, and a prince. A plowman, how about we give them all three P here, Rick? A plowman, a prophet, or preacher, if you would, and a prince. Verse 11, there's your three P outline right there. And what is concerning is salvation. Everybody still with me this morning? Now, I'm not trying to offend nobody. I hope everybody knows I'm contending for the faith. I'm up on the wall like Nehemiah. And I got a plow in one hand, or a trowel in one hand, a sword in another. I'm going to try to build a church and ward off the enemies at the same lick. Throw a little concrete here and a few heads here. Whatever is necessary. I'm not trying to be contentious. I'm not trying to be self-righteous. I'm just telling you, we need to get our head out of the sand and pay attention to the Word of God and contend for the faith and stand on the Word of God. And if you lose your house, your life, your children, your job, if you lose everything, then having done all, stand, for there's a whole lot more glory awaiting. There will be afflictions coming this way.
Tell it right.
And if you do get mad at me, then you got to repent.
Amen.
Those great peace have thee that love thy law, and nothing shall offend thee.
You're telling the truth.
Needful
truth.
Needful
And everybody knows I wouldn't hurt you for no amount of money. If I got to prove my love to you after 19 years, then I failed anyhow. Huh? Are you hearing me? 19 and a half years. If I got to, it's almost 20. Heavenly sunlight. Here. All right? But let's look here real quick at the plow man. Says, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Ain't that what he is? He's a plowman, ain't he? Huh? He's a plowman. He was a tiller of the ground, the Bible said. Right? You know what his salvation was? He had the bloodless religion. I don't care who it be. Anybody that denies the blood of Christ is an apostate.
Amen. Amen.
You can't have a bloodless salvation. What? The song tells us. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. That's wonderful in a song. I'm not worried about the song. Huh? How about the Bible? Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
Amen.
Amen.
Forget the song. My doctrine don't come out of a hymnal. My doctrine comes out of the Bible. And then my songs better come out of the doctrine that's in the Bible. Huh? We okay? That's going to eliminate a lot of songs. Contending for the faith, the way of salvation, if you would. The word and the way. Remember I gave you four things. The word, the way, the worship, and the walk, I believe. Or the work. I believe that's what the four things is going to preach to you. Next Sunday morning will be on the worship. All right? This Sunday, it's the word. Or last Sunday was the word. This Sunday's the way. We still okay? I got to hurry here because y'all getting bored with me. I know I can tell it. Huh? The way of Cain, bloodless. The culture today, they look at culture instead of Calvary.
That's right. Yes.
They paint pictures and put a little cut on Jesus' on the white man Jesus' side with his long blonde flowing hair. A little drip of blood on his head. But that's not according to the scripture. If you had known it was Jesus, you wouldn't have known it was Jesus. He was beat to where you couldn't recognize him. He was beat apart to where his rib cage showed from the scourging, and he held his guts in his hand. Huh? That he laid his hands down on Calvary. They didn't take his life, but he laid his life down, and they drove the nails in his hands and in his feet, and he still stood, and with a voice of victory said, "It's finished," as he died for our sins yonder on Calvary. And he shed his drop of blood. And I don't care what John MacArthur has said, his blood didn't soak up just on the sands like everywhere else. It may have run down the cross. But I believe he had to have some blood to lay on the mercy seat in heaven.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I just ain't got nothing to do with the Calvinists. Just want you to know.
Amen.
I'm not a Calvinist.
Amen.
Does everybody understand that? I'm not a Calvinist.
Amen.
Can I say it again? I'm not a Calvinist.
Amen.
This predestination stuff about who's going to heaven, who's going to hell is right out of the pits of hell itself.
Amen.
Huh? I am predestined. I'm predestined to be conformed in His image. I'm predestined to be one of the elect after He saves me. I am in the family. And ain't nothing can change that. I'm predestined to be conformed to His image that someday I shall see Him like He is and I shall be like Him when I see Him as He is. But I'm not predestined for heaven, hell, neither are you. Anybody says so is a liar right out of hell. Huh? And that goes for your John Piper.
Yes.
All y'all listen to John Piper read his books all the time. You better be careful. You're Steve Lawson's. You better be careful. You're R.J. Sproul's. You better be careful. Hear me this morning. John MacArthur, be careful. You can say 99 and 9/10 things right, but if you say one wrong, you're a liar.
That's right.
Now, I know that's who people listen to. I found one of the books down there in the kitchen. If you want to know where it's at, I got it. If you're losing this, I got it. If you got enough guts to tell me it's yours, I'll give it to you. Contending for the faith. Contending for the faith. The way of Cain. A bloodless salvation. He brought it to the Lord. The Lord refused it because there wasn't no blood in it. You can't get blood out of a turnip. A turnip. That's true. You can't get blood out of a turnip. That's a Bible truth.
Amen.
Huh? A lot of Baptists too, but that ain't another message. Can't get much out of a Baptist, can you? That's me. Can't get much out of me. Huh? We still okay? How about 2 Peter? I got to give you 2 Peter chapter 2. Hold on now. You don't want to miss next Sunday. 2 Peter chapter 2. You think today you need to be here next Sunday. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people. Now Peter says it here, but yet he kept wondering. He said, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who proudly shall bring in damnable heresies. Look what they do. Even denying the Lord, the what? Yeah. What was they supposed to be bought with? The blood. They were going to deny the blood. Yeah. Everybody still okay? Now, let's hurry. We done. That's enough for the plowman. Huh? How about the prophet? How about the way of Balaam? The era of Balaam. The way of Cain and the way of Balaam and the way of Kor. The way of Balaam, the era of Balaam, the Bible calls it. It says, verse 11, Jude 11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily, notice that word, greedily after the era of Balaam for reward. All right? Now these are your prosperity preachers that I mentioned there just a while ago. Huh? Balaam was a false money-grabbing prophet.
Amen.
Right? He made merchandise of the ministry.
Yes.
The church ain't got no business having merchandise, selling merchandise.
Amen.
For the ministry. We don't need rummage sales to pay the light bill.
Yes.
We don't need bake sales to get the youth to get to go somewhere.
That's right.
We don't need cookie sales to buy a lamp for the church house. That's merchandising the ministry. The church ought to be supported out of tithes and offerings. Out of what we give out of our pocket to support the ministry.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why at Labor Day we don't sell cookies and brownies or CDs. We give them away.
Yes.
And give the water away.
Yes.
And give the brownies away. But if we ever charge a nickel or ever take a nickel for it, we'll stop it. I won't have be no part of it.
Amen.
Because that's merchandising the things of God.
Amen, preacher.
And people think because they give a little here and give a little there, that gives them a little closer walk with God, and it's deceiving again people.
Amen.
And that's the way of Balaam, who greedily wants it. Now hear me. Hear me. If you got money, that's wonderful. If you're rich, I'm glad for you. All right? But you're no better man or woman than I am if you got money.
That's right.
I ain't got any. And I don't ask you for none. And I die before I ask you for any. Because my ministry at one time was put on as a dollar bill. That was a lie right out of hell. When the Mount Lookout Church, and I'll go ahead and say it, when the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church put my ministry over a dollar bill on a salary, it was a lie out of hell. And it was damnable my testimony. And it was wrong. And it ain't never been repented of.
Amen. You're right.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Right on Facebook in front of God and everybody.
Amen.
That's just the way it is.
That's right.
I told you, I don't mind. I'm done backing. I may move lateral, but ain't no backup in me. I'm sorry, my buzzer's broke.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't backing up no more.
No.
Amen.
Huh? We ain't backing up no more.
Amen.
I'm not. We're not in this thing for material possessions. You got these preachers that live in multi-million dollar houses and telling you to send money to feed the hungry. Shame. Hell will be hot and it'll shake when they hit the bottom. Huh? Heard a fella say the other day, made more sense than anybody. He said, we all time gathering up money to send to the poor, starving people in other countries. Quit sending the money for groceries. Quit it. Send them a U-Haul. Tell them to move. They ain't never going to have nothing over there. Huh? They ain't never going to have it. They ain't never going to grow nothing in that sand. Get them out of there. Send them a U-Haul. Huh? We okay? Got these billionaires. Do you realize there ain't but 8 billion people upon the world? And some of these people got 150 billion and the Rothschild family got 2.5 trillion. If they give everybody $1 million, everybody million, be a millionaire and they wouldn't miss nothing. They'd claim all their taxes and get it all back. Huh?
Right.
But you got Joe Osteen selling his your good best life now. Buy his book. Buy his book. I'll write one. Will you buy mine? Huh? I'm going to put Deceived Dummies Who Give to Prosperity Preachers. That'll be the title of it. Will you buy it? Huh? Yeah, I'll give you 2 for the price of 1. Huh? Hey, I'll give you 3 for the price of 4. It's a good deal. Huh? The way of Balaam, prosperity preachers. I just seen it here the other day. Flipped through something there on the TV and Creflo Dollar said he needed another jet. Well, we take a bus. Kenneth Copeland. God help. God help. These are go greedily after the era of Balaam. Now I know we're in a Baptist church. I know that. But can I tell you, everybody that watches ain't Baptist, I'm sure. And I'm sure that some of us in times past have read some of these things and looked at some of these, listened to some of these things. I'm just trying to warn you. Then we got one more, the way of Korah. We got the plowman, we got the prophet, now we got the prince. Oh, Korah. The gainsayings of Korah. Korah come out of Egypt. Korah was an Egyptian, I suppose. And see, when they come out of Egypt with the multitude of Israelis, the Bible said there was a mixed multitude come out. And that mixed multitude is in a church yet today of unconverted church members. Okay? Who come and go with a bunch, but don't go because of God. See, when the Egyptians come out with the Israelis, they come out to get out. They didn't come out because God was their God. When Israel come out, they left because God was their God. Are you hearing me? Well, when they got out, Korah and his band was helpful and very instrumental in getting the golden calf built.
That's right.
False doctrine.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they spoke evil of Moses and his authority.
Yeah.
Let me tell you where we're at today of apostates, where they speak evil of authority. Speak evil of dignitaries and authority of pastors and missionaries. Not wanting their own way. Can I tell y'all something here? Now, I want everybody to listen carefully. I don't want to be misrepresented here. I didn't ask for this position. God called me to be a pastor.
Amen.
I didn't apply.
Amen.
This one, you know, I didn't apply. This is my calling. The things laid out in the Word of God for me is serious things. I am to be blameless, the husband of one wife, and have my children under all these things. I am to be all this. And hospitable and slow to anger. And I am slow. Didn't used to be, but I'm slow to anger now. Huh? And I'm not a brawler. All them are past. I'm not a brawler. I'm not. Okay? But there's authority that goes with my position, and I never flaunt my authority in this church. I do not. I don't ever say, you do this because I said you're going to do it. No, I don't do that. I don't do that. Huh? But yet, can I tell you that the remarks made shows the irreverence when they start calling your pastor a mog. A mog. And it's a slander of M-O-G, man of God, in the confines of this building. When the irreverence to the pastor being a mog, it's apostasy in the church. It's the gainsaying of Korah.
Right.
Said face to face. Mogs. Irreverent.
Yes.
Apostates.
Yes.
And I'm going to contend for the faith.
Amen.
That was once delivered to the saints.
Yes.
And I'm going to stand.
Amen.
Huh? And call me a mog or whatever you want to call me. Huh?
Amen.
One day you'll call me gone.
Right.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Contend for the faith this morning. Hear me today. Jesus is the way plus nothing. And all of these apostates come into the church house for this very reason. Colossians 1:18. Cheryl, go to piano. Get us just as I just get Jesus paid it all this morning. Clark, if you would, I'd appreciate that song. If you don't want to sing that, sing something else. I don't care, but I'd like for you to sing Jesus Paid It All. Colossians 1:18. Hear me. This is about Christ. It says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. That's why there's apostates in the church. That's why there's apostates in the church, because they want the preeminence instead of Christ having the preeminence. Well, he's the only way of salvation, church. I'm here to tell you, if you're not saved, if you're lost today, you must be born again. You must come to Jesus Christ in faith believing. You must repent, huh, of your sins and trust Christ. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You must be saved today. There's the only way. You're not going to get saved by your works. You're not going to get saved by the ways of Cain, bringing your own wants, your own desires. You're going to have to bow down and come to Christ, believing by faith. Believing by faith. It's grace through faith this morning. It's not the heir of Balaam. It's not the gainsaying of Korah. Huh? But it's the way of Jesus Christ, the common salvation that was once delivered to the saints. Stand with me this morning. Stand with me. When you move as God speaks to you, you come.
Five.